AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Russia claims to have captured Mariupol in Ukraine. A nearly three-month siege reduced much of the strategic port city to a smoking ruin, with over 20,000 civilians feared dead. John Kirby at the Pentagon says Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin will be hosting a virtual meeting Monday on aid to Ukraine.
More than 40 countries, which will be coming together as they did in Ramstein a month ago to provide security assistance to Ukraine and to discuss the future of what that could look like.
There was no immediate confirmation from Ukraine on Russia's claim in Mariupol. President Biden is in South Korea starting his Asia trip. Two Secret Service workers who were in South Korea are heading back to the U.S. The AP's Sagar Magani explains why.
A person familiar with the matter says a Secret Service agent and an armed physical security specialist were involved in a confrontation with locals, including a heated argument with a taxi driver.
There's a call in Oregon for a formal investigation into a ballot printing fiasco that will delay results from Tuesday's primary for weeks in the state's third largest county. As many as 60,000 ballots in Clackamas County are unreadable by vote counting machines because of blurry barcodes.
The good barcode at the bottom is very intense black ink with crisp lines. The one that's bad at the top is got some white lines. It's got a little more faded out in the barcode area.
County Elections Clerk Sherry Hall says the process to count the ballots is painstaking, and at last check, about 23,000 ballots had been tallied. The National Weather Service says a tornado struck Michigan's northern peninsula today. Damage is reported in the town of Gaylord. Former President Donald Trump paid $110,000 after being held in contempt of court for being slow to respond to a civil subpoena issued by New York's Attorney General. A bit of a rebound for stocks, mixed results, the Dow up 8 points. This is AP News. More aid is on the way for Ukraine.
Germany's finance minister says the group of seven leading economies and global financial institutions have agreed to provide $19.8 billion in aid to bolster Ukraine's public finances. Christian Lindner has told reporters that $9.5 billion of the total was mobilized at meetings of the G7 finance ministers at Königswinter, Germany, this week. He adds the goal is to ensure Ukraine's financial situation does not affect its ability to defend itself from Russia's invasion. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The lawyer for a Russian soldier who was the first to go on trial for an alleged war crime in Ukraine asked a court in Kyiv to acquit his client, who had admitted killing an unarmed Ukrainian civilian during the first days of the war, saying he had been unprepared for the violent military confrontation encountered in Ukraine. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.